We'll get to you at 5767710 coming up in a few minutes, but I want to welcome on our friend David Stokes of the Show Me Institute, as they are a Missouri-based think tank doing great work. And I want to welcome David on because if you thought the Kansas-Missouri border war was over, and we mean that from an economic policy perspective, you would be wrong. And this comes just a couple of years after Governor Kelly and Governor Parson had that big press conference. They were not going to try to poach businesses across state lines from each other. Yet here we are a couple of years later, and everyone's forgotten about that. And the most notable example of that that's come up as of late, David, would be the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Absolutely, Pete. Great to be on KCMO with you and your listeners, as always. You're right. The Chiefs are the real issue here. Because, look, the border war, and I just had an op-ed in the Columbia Missourian and a few online publications on the subject of the Kansas-Missouri border war that I co-wrote with my friend Michael Farron of the Mercatus Center, and people can check that out at showmeinstitute.org. The border war truce has been largely a success. So let's not – I want to give credit where credit's due here, that it has worked. It has made the situation better. It certainly hasn't made it perfect. There are still far too many tax subsidies given out in the Kansas City area. But it has definitely substantially reduced cross-state poaching. But, look, the border war needs to be tightened up, and that's the main point of the op-ed, in that in Kansas, the border war truce only exists by executive order. So it can be removed tomorrow by the governor of Kansas changing the executive order. That's the most troubling part. And in Missouri, the border war truce, it's a little more firm. It's a little more based on statutes and ordinances. But that, A, those can be changed, and B, those can expire here, and those expire in 2025 anyway at the state level. So we need to tighten this up. And yes, the Chiefs are the big question mark here, because is Kansas going to be willing to change that executive order and allow some type of tax incentive to move the Chiefs to Kansas? Or is the threat of that happening going to be enough for Missouri and Kansas City to cave, to give them subsidies to stay in Missouri with or without an actual offer from Kansas? Is the threat there going to be bad enough and a reason alone to tighten up the border war? So that's the big question that I hope the people of Kansas City, especially in the Chiefs' case, Kansas City, Missouri, are very concerned about.
You know, David, Kansas is going to try to poach them. I mean, leadership has said as much on this show that they are actively trying to poach the Chiefs, and they've got this new sports betting bill that I know you're aware of that is going to be signed by Governor Kelly, and about 80% of the state revenue from sports betting is going to go to try to lure a professional sports team, without saying the Chiefs, they're talking about the Chiefs, to the state of Kansas.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't even feel like, to me, the threat is already there. It already exists. It's not even a what if anymore. So how is that not a clear violation of the border war? And is this thing really toothless then in nature?
Well, because it's based on an executive order, it is sort of toothless in that it can be changed tomorrow. And frankly, as you just described, the sports betting bill, for all intents and purposes, changed it in spirit right then and there.
Yeah.
So I would hope that the reaction from Missouri is not, well, let's load up on the incentives as well. That would be a terrible, terrible reaction.
But then what do you do? What do you do then if you're Missouri? I mean, I know in a perfect world you just kind of go on the merits, but how do you compete then to keep them?
Well, I know that some of your listeners are going to disagree on this, but I don't think the solution is load up on incentives to keep the Chiefs in Kansas City, Missouri. I, as much as we all want the Chiefs to stay in Kansas City, Missouri, and my colleague Patrick Ishmael has written about this in detail at showmeinstitute.org, and Patrick is a lifelong Kansas Cityan, I don't think Missouri loading up the subsidies so that taxpayers throughout the region subsidize an incredibly profitable National Football League team, I don't think that's the answer, as painful as the thought of the Chiefs moving to Kansas could be, and it would be absolutely terrible.
Well, I'm agreeing with you, but then what is the answer? Say pretty please and hope it doesn't happen?
You know, it's more than that, but it is exercising the discipline not to give them substantial incentives to stay in Missouri. It's hopefully to have leadership at the state level in Missouri and at the local level to work with, you know, I don't want to sound naive with Kansas already passing this bill offering incentives here, but first of all, Missouri should pass the sports betting bill in Missouri.
Yeah.
That's something that should get done here, separate and away from the chief specific issue. That is probably something that needs to be done for Missouri for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That said, it just, yes, and I would say the same thing if we were talking about the Cardinals. I really would, because when they built their new stadium 15 years ago, of course they made threats which turned out to be not real, but they made threats of building a stadium across the river in Illinois, and they made the same noise about Illinois giving them types of incentives to do that. It was, I think, a bluff the entire time, but it was a successful bluff. It got the Cardinals some tax subsidies to stay in St. Louis. Thankfully, they got fewer subsidies than most sports teams get in this case, but they still got some, and their bluff still worked. But I'd hate to see that for Kansas City. I'd hate for people to say, because Kansas is going to get these incentives, Missouri has to do it. Missouri has to do it too. Missouri doesn't have to do that. We all want the Chiefs to stay in Missouri, passionately want them to stay in Missouri, but I don't think loading up tax subsidies to subsidize that is the right answer.
It's always interesting, and David Stokes does a great job on these kind of issues. He is with the Show Me Institute, a Missouri-based think tank, and he is always welcomed on KCMO. David, very, very interesting conversation, one we'll have to watch closely, my friend. Thanks, as always, for being here.
And there's going to be a lot more on this. And again, I hope your listeners check out showmeinstitute.org for what my colleague Patrick Ishmael wrote in detail about this subject. He's a lifelong Kansas Cityan and a huge Chiefs fan. It's really a nasty situation, and Kansas poaching them would be horrible, but I still don't think it justifies substantial Missouri tax subsidies in competition. I know there are other things Missouri can do to keep Kansas here without subsidizing a sports team with hardworking Missourian and Kansas City and tax dollars.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.